Hey, everybody. Today, we are diving into the profound journey of midlife transitions, unveiling the immense potential hidden in what society often mislabels as a crisis. Allow me to introduce Jennifer Arthurton, the dynamic creator and founder of Old Chicks No Shit, a sanctuary of inspiration and support for women navigating their midlife transitions. With her signature blend of wisdom, candor, and infectious enthusiasm, Jennifer has transformed her own experiences into a beacon of hope and empowerment, challenging misconceptions and redefining midlife, not as an end, as everyone says midlife crisis, but as an exciting beginning to a truly amazing next chapter in one's own life. And here we go. Jennifer, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
We're going back to something we used to do all the time. I want you to, who do you want to do a shout out to?
I want to do a shout out to all of the amazing badass midlife women who are taking the reins and creating their best next chapter.
I love that. I love that. Let's jump right into it. So take us back to that moment, like when you felt like you were having like a midlife transition. I don't want to say crisis because there's no reason that it has to be a crisis.
There is no reason why it has to be a crisis for sure. So yes. For me, at the age of 50, I found myself divorced from a 22-year marriage. I was an empty nester. My kid moved four hours away to go to school. I was let go from my corporate job, and I was bedridden with a stress-related illness. Okay. And I found myself like for days and weeks on end, lying in my bed, staring up at the ceiling and thinking, first of all, my life is over. Like, this is the beginning of the end for me. I'm like 50. And where do I go from here? I just kept asking myself over and over, where do I go from here? And, you know, I felt really stuck because the cultural narrative of what it means to be a 50-year-old woman is not exactly uplifting. Right. If you look at, you know, there's this idea that I should be like, you know, riding off into the retirement sunset, you know, on the arm of a handsome man with a pot of gold under my other arm. Right. Mm-hmm. Which that was not my reality. No pot of gold, no man. Or if you look at like what the media shows you, it's all things like bladder leakage protection, meal replacement shakes, sitting around waiting for the grandkids. Okay. And I was like, okay, none of, that doesn't sound appealing. And like, that's just not relevant to my situation. Right. So I kept feeling like this, but this was the end, because who starts over at 50? I'm too old. Who will take me seriously? Can I even do this? Like, these were the questions that were resounding in my mind as I was kind of lying there. And it truly was, I mean, now I see it as a huge, huge, huge gift, but I truly felt like I was in crisis at that particular moment, because every identity of who I thought I was in the world, so wife, mother, corporate executive, and at the time I was big time into fitness, mm-hmm. everything was stripped away from me in a really short space of time, and my life was literally stopped. Like, my busy, you know, well-curated life was literally silent.
Like, what made you get out of the funk, I guess we could say, and then really get to that, too. I'm getting out of bed. I'm going to start a podcast. I want to know how you got there.
Yeah. So after throwing myself a big old pity party for a really long time and comparing myself to just about everybody and wondering, like, where did I go wrong? Right. Like, what happened? I started to realize that, you know, I'm 50 and that I have a 30-year chapter ahead of me. And am I really going to, like, at least maybe even 40, God willing, right? Yeah. Am I really just going to like coast into the finish line and wait for the end for like 30 years? Like, rather absurd, right? Mm-hmm. And then so I just decided to surrender really to what was in front of me and to figure out, okay, what happened? And the common denominator in all of the situations was me, right? So it really set me off on a big kind of spiritual and personal development journey, because, you know, the one thing I knew was that if I wanted my life to be different, then I had to show up differently in it. Yes. And that set me on the path where, you know, I started to try and unpack things to figure out like what was next. And it really was a coming back to myself, because one of the things that I realized along the way is that without my roles and titles, I had no idea who I was as a person, right? I had done everything right. I had checked all of the boxes that they had said, like, you know, go to school, get a good grades, mm-hmm. get a good stable job, check, 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 right? Work your way up the corporate ranks, did that somewhere in there, get married, have a kid, and, you know, raise a family in a nice suburban house. Check, check, check. I had done all of it. But nowhere on that checklist was what's making you happy. And I realized exactly. I had no idea what would make me happy. So it really was a journey to come back to myself. And it was a moment by moment, like, what makes me happy right now?
What was the biggest surprise that you had? Like when you finally said, I'm going to get going, I'm going to move on with my next 40 years. Mm-hmm. What was the biggest, like, awakening and surprise that you said, like, wow, I forgot I could do that or something?
What was really interesting for me was discovering myself as a creative person, because had you asked me before, I would have said, no, I'm not a creative person, because in my mind, you know, I'm like, I don't paint. I don't, you know, I don't have a music career, like all of these types of things. And, you know, along that journey, I discovered my love of writing. I had never really written anything right before. Yep. And then that's actually what started the Old Chicks No Shit blog. It started as a blog where I started to share my own experience with what was happening in my life. And in sharing that, women were reaching out to me going, oh my goodness, I feel this. This is me too. And it was where I thought I was alone. Uh-huh. I was actually not alone at all. And I now know that having a creative outlet like the podcast, like the community, like my writing, are actually core to who I am as a person.
Do you remember the very first article or blog post that you ever did?
OMG, do I remember it? I remember. I remember. So it was the first one that I published was literally my own experience, like introducing myself and like telling the world where I was, where I was at, and what I was trying to figure out. And after I posted that first blog post, I literally had to sit on my hands for 3 days to prevent myself from going back and deleting it, because I had all kinds of like vulnerability hangover and imposter syndrome and all the things like, who am I? Why am I doing this? Like, why am I putting this all out there for uh-huh. the world to see? It took me, I literally had to sit on my own hands for 2 or 3 days to not go back.
Did you have somebody actually like encouraging you that said, you know what, Jennifer, you have to do this? Or did you have the fortitude to get up and do it? Or what happened?
No, you know what? I didn't have anybody encouraging me to do it. It was really, and this is another really important part of my journey, was it was just a knowing. Like deep inside me, I just knew that I had to do it. And so much of my journey and coming back to myself has been really honoring like the deep knowings that I have inside, even when they're scary as hell, mm-hmm. right? Is to say that, okay, I have to do this. I just have to do it. And then figuring out how to manage through the fear and all of the things that come up when you put yourself out there, right?
Yep. So you went from, you did the blog, you sat on your hands for 3 days, been there, done that, still doing it. And
yeah, me too, some days for sure.
You started the podcast. Like, what got you, like, what, how did that blossom? Because this is a fascinating journey.
So as I began to realize that there were other women who were in the same situation as me, I started searching around for, I'm like, okay, I need some inspiration. I need to know what's possible. And like the general media, like I said, like the picture of being a 50-year-old woman is not inspiring at all, right? And so, you know, or when you see it, it's again, it's all about like, you know, get Botox, get the best wrinkle cream, you know, dye your hair, don't show your age. And again, it felt very, very limiting. And so I was like, okay, where are all these incredible women, you know, who have reinvented themselves, who are doing amazing things in the world, you know, in their 50s, 60s, 70s, like, where are these women? They have to exist. So I started searching for them, really, because I needed the inspiration myself. And then, you know, as I found these stories, I'm like, these must be shared, because there are other women like me who need to know that there is more for them, that this isn't the end of the road. And so as I found these stories and had started having these amazing conversations, I decided to share them and start the podcast. And I remember the day I decided to start the podcast, I was half like so excited I couldn't contain myself, and half like ridiculously scared going, who am I to do this, right?
That's funny.
Now it's come to be probably my most favorite thing to do. I mean, I get to have incredible conversations with amazing women, and I get to share them with the world. Like, there's nothing better.
I've seen your website, and I've seen all the women on there. Well, lots of the women on there. What do you see as like a common thread between all of them and yourself? What's the common thread?
So there's two things that I see as the most common thread between all of the interviews that I've done, and I've done like over 100 right now. Mm-hmm. I think I've done like 120 so far. Women who are willing to show up for themselves. And by that, I mean, you know, honoring a desire that they had, or a long held dream, or just like a knowing that they had to do something and honoring that. And the second part of it is women who are just willing to show up and learn. Right? Gotcha. Like, navigate uncharted territory, know they're going to make mistakes, know that they might make a fool of themselves, but they're willing to just keep coming back and keep showing up until, you know, they accomplish amazing things.
You know, I love the fact that you focus on women, and because what is it that you've seen, like when men go like, I can't believe that they're doing this, because I know there are men out there that will say, what do you mean she's trying to do a blog? What do you mean she's trying to write? What do you mean she's trying to do something after 50? Because all these things are creeping into women's minds. Like, tell me about that part of the journey.
You know, I think, see, as women, we are cultured to we're trained really to see our value in the world as being what we do for other people. Our ability to bear children, and, you know, our physical body, like, is our physical body pleasing to somebody outside of ourselves? Right. So all of our validation, let's say, and our value in the world comes from outside of us. Right. Mm-hmm. It's external to who we are. And what happens then when we reach this phase of life where everything is changing? So, you know, maybe our career is on autopilot, our kids are grown up and they don't need us as much. Our physical, and we can't have kids anymore, right? Our physical body is changing, right? Gray hair, wrinkles, all of those types of things. We start to question our own value, right? Gotcha. And like, where do we fit in? And, you know, then what's reflected back to us from our culture is that you're less valuable, you're less relevant, because you no longer fit this social ideal of, you know, that you're a mother, or, you know, the beauty standard. Mm-hmm. And so we buy into this and we hold ourselves back. We limit ourselves. So when we, and this is my mission in the world, is to help midlife women see themselves as the truly powerful beings that they are. And it's got nothing to do with our faces, our bodies, our wrinkles. It has to do with everything that we are on the inside. So all of the knowledge and wisdom and experience, that's what matters. And that's what's going to take us into the next chapter of our life. And so, you know, when you have women who have like called back their energy from all of these different places, you know, their families, their careers, trying to prevent themselves from aging, when they start calling back all of that energy and mm-hmm. redirecting it to something that is true and important and meaningful for them, there is nothing more powerful than that, because this is the chapter where we step into the truth of who we are. And it's all about living our most authentic life and doing what is most important and meaningful to us.
Dang, I love what you're saying there. You need to be on stage preaching that all the time.
I do go on stage and preach all the time. Yes.
You got me going. I'm like, yeah.
Wow.
So, like, when women come to you, because I know you do the podcast, you've got your book, mm-hmm. and you also do some coaching. When mm-hmm. people come to you, when women come to you, what's their story usually? Why were they saying that they're just done with it, or they need help? What is it? What's the questions?
Yeah. So women come to me because often they're feeling stuck, as in they know they can't keep living the way that they've been living, or they want something different for their lives, but they have no idea what it is or how to get there. Like, how do I figure out what's next for me? So the exact same position that I was in, like, life served me up a situation that I didn't know how to get myself out of. And 9 times out of 10, maybe even more than that, 9.9 times out of 10, the reason why we feel stuck is because we've become so disconnected from ourselves. Okay. In all of the doing for other people, we've fallen to the very bottom of our to-do list. You know, that part where the tumbleweed and the dust is, like the part we never get to, that's where most of us are on our own list.
Yes.
And so it's really about a journey of reconnection to who we are inside, outside of our titles as mother, wife, corporate executive, like whatever the thing is, whatever the title we own is, to get back to the truth of who we are. Because when we know who we are and we can tap into that inner knowing,
yes,
we know where to go next. We need is already inside us.
When you talk to the women, they come to you and they're like, okay, I think I'm getting it, but what have you found is like the most counterintuitive thing that you tell people? They go like, they think they should do this, but you tell them, no, that's wrong. Here's what you should be doing, or here's what you need to get to do.
Yeah. The women in my world who enter my world are powerful, ambitious women who are so busy, and their natural default is to want to do something.
Okay.
And one of the first things I tell people is stop what you are doing. You need to get to the place of, there's three things that I say: silence, stillness, and solitude. And the reason why you need those three things is so you can hear your own voice, right? Like in the doing, right? This is really less about doing and more about being. Because when we get to that space where we can actually just stop, and sometimes I say it's like, spend 15 minutes with yourself in the morning, you know, having your coffee while the house is still asleep. Or go for a short walk in nature, or have a bubble bath, but whatever it is, like no phone, no book, no nothing, no distraction, and just sit with yourself and see what comes up.
Okay.
Right. Or you could ask yourself questions like, you know, what do I want right now? What do I want out of this day? How do I feel? Right. Like start connecting and building that relationship with yourself. And it's just like we would, you know, spend time with another person to build a relationship with them. It's about spending time with ourselves in that silence, stillness, and solitude to learn who we are.
I like that. I like that. So if they take that meditative state, I guess, in the mornings, mm-hmm. and that becomes their first thing that they do, what are the other things, I guess, in the toolkit of, you know, the midlife transition that you want them to build or have?
Yeah. So definitely the time with themselves. I am a reforming doer myself. and some days it's super easy for me. Like I've got a long list of things to do. It's super easy for me to jump into my to-do list before I actually spend time with myself. And so that's definitely the first step. The second thing that I tell women all the time is learn how to daydream again. So when we were kids, we used to daydream about everything, you know, like who are we going to marry? How many kids were we going to have? Like, what's our house going to look like? All of these types of things. And then somewhere along the way, you know, somebody says, get back to reality, stop daydreaming and get back to work. Right. And over time we forget how to daydream. So if there is like a little idea or a seed of something that you know you would like to explore, dream about it for a little bit. Create a visualization, like picture yourself doing it. I am a massive proponent of visualization because it has done amazing things for my own life. You know, and so like reconnecting with your desires in that way, like who am I with? What am I doing? How do I feel? Like who's around me? Like get as vivid as possible. It's also a little bit of a brain hack because our subconscious does not know the difference between real and imagined.
Right.
So when you create that visualization and spend time in that imagination, part of your brain actually thinks that it's already happened. So when you go to take, you know, steps towards it, right? So when we step out of our comfort zone, our brain sounds all the alarm bells, right? Like, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it, right?
Absolutely.
But when we've had the visualization, our brain's like, oh, wait, you've been there before. Okay, everybody quiet down. It's all good. She's just doing this, right? So creating that visualization also helps you know, like the feeling of it, and getting into the feeling of it is so important. Like I mentioned to you before the show, you know, I was speaking at an event this weekend. That was one of the things that, you know, way back when I started thinking about, okay, what's possible for me? Like that was one of the things that came up, and I used to visualize myself standing on a stage talking to an audience of people. And, awesome. You know, like right before I went on stage this weekend, I was like, oh, wow, look at that. I'm actually doing what I used to visualize doing.
Yep. You visualized it into your own existence. You made it happen.
Exactly. Yeah. So,
you know, you've got all these people that listen to you. You've got around 50,000 people, maybe more even, that have listened to you, downloaded your podcast. What do you think you've learned from your community, not just from yourself, but from them? Because every day you talk to new women. What have you learned yourself?
Honestly, my greatest source of inspiration are the women in my community. Uh-huh. Like when I hear stories of the things that women are doing in their lives, the things that they've overcome, you know, the challenges that they've navigated. You know, like I was telling you before the show, you know, after I was speaking this weekend, a woman came up to me and shared her story of, you know, where she was and where she's going and what her dream is. And when I hear those stories, honestly, it ignites something inside me, like on a soul level. And I'm so inspired by those women. And it's like, it keeps me focused on my old dreams and goals, you know, to keep going. And so learning from people's stories and, you know, and even the stories that I share on the podcast, like selfishly, like I love sharing them with other people, but selfishly, they're my greatest source of inspiration because I'm like, okay, I can do it. And it encourages me to dream bigger.
Yeah, I feel you on that. I think for all of us to do these podcasts, it's really about giving love and receiving love. And I think your audience probably does that for you then, right?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
You know, if you could get just one message out to people, like you've got this microphone, you're speaking to the world, and it's like, okay, this is what I want to imprint on all these women. What is it? What is it you want them to know and do?
Oh, you're not too old. It's never too late. And you are capable of so much more than you think you are.
I agree. It's never too late.
No.
Let's do something. I want people to learn about you. We're going to play a little game right now. We're going to play some this or that. I'm going to give you a question. You've got two options. You could choose one or the other, but not neither or both. And if you have to explain something, we can allow that too. Yep. So let's start easy. They're going to get a little bit harder as we go, and then maybe even thought-provoking at the end. So morning meditation or evening reflection?
Morning meditation.
Yes. How about quiet solitude or lively social gathering?
Quiet solitude, but I'm going to qualify that by saying for many years I ignored the introverted side of myself. And you know, I've learned that I need that time, but I also love being amongst people as long as I have the opportunity to recharge. So that's my qualifier to that.
Exploring new hobbies or revisiting old passions?
Oh, that's a tough one. Revisiting old passions, I think.
Okay. What would you do if you were going to revisit something now?
One of the things, like when I was a kid, I used to take dance. And one of the things that I've been feeling called back to is taking dance again.
There's a whole show we could do on dancing because I don't. And people except chair dance during the beginning of the show. we might have to do a whole show on that someday. A strict day with a strict plan or completely spontaneous?
I like a plan.
Okay. Guided self-help book or immersive personal memoir?
Ooh, I think guided self-help. I'm all about growth.
You are. Let's get a little harder. How about solo journey to self-discovery or guided journey with a mentor?
I see the value in both, but I would say for me, it's solo because when I do frequent trips on my own for the purpose of connecting back with myself.
Okay. How about sharing your personal experiences or listening to others' stories?
Ooh, another tough one. Sharing my personal experiences, I think, because I want women to know that they are not alone and that, you know, that they can see possibility from my life, maybe for themselves.
Okay. I think that's valid. And then what about practical advice or motivational pep talks?
Practical advice, I think.
Okay. Speaking at intimate local events or large international conferences?
I would say large international conferences.
Yeah, God, I would love to do that. Where do you want to go do one if you can?
Oh, I would literally go anywhere. Like, literally anywhere. I love to travel and explore new places, so I would literally go anywhere.
Changing perceptions about midlife one person at a time or through broader societal movements?
Sorry, can you repeat that one?
So changing perceptions about midlife one person at a time or through societal, broader societal movements?
Oh, broader societal movements.
Okay. Yeah. This, you, even though you work one-on-one, like this podcast, you're getting out to, you'll get out to thousands here for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. How about staying youthful at heart or embracing the grace of aging?
Youthful at heart.
Yeah. I agree with youthful at heart. It makes a complete difference in your daily perceptions of everything.
For sure.
Yeah. Confronting societal age biases or empowering individuals to rise above them?
Empowering individuals to rise above them.
Mm-hmm. A sudden moment of midlife revelation or a gradual unfolding of understanding?
I think there's room for both of them, but I would go with a gradual unfolding.
Okay. How about having a rewind button on your youth or sneak peek into your future?
Future, 100%.
What's your big goals that you have coming up? What's your next big thing you're going to do?
The next big thing I'm going to do, more live events.
Okay. Live events, I think, are, you get to touch people that way, right?
Yeah. And I, like I said, I love being around people. So
experience midlife with the wisdom of your older self or with the innocence of your younger self?
Oh, the wisdom. Yeah. Absolutely the wisdom. Yeah.
Yeah. How about imbue every woman with self-assuredness in midlife or transform societal narratives about midlife women?
What was the first one? The first part?
Imbue every woman with self-assuredness.
Or societal.
Transform the societal narrative.
I think transform the societal narrative because I think it would open the doors for a lot more women.
Yeah, I think that is a tough one because there's a mindset shift that has to happen.
Yeah,
but maybe huge. If we could change society, maybe that mindset wouldn't need to be shifted as much.
Right, right.
Maybe. Have the ability to change one woman's life profoundly or slightly alter the course of many women. One profound, many slightly.
One profoundly, I think.
Okay. If are there women that you've worked with and you go like they're kind of getting there and I just want to push them that a little bit further, but they're still resisting? Have you had that happen with you?
Yeah, absolutely. I think because, you know, the journey of transformation for people is an unfolding and it happens when it happens. And so, you know, even if if they're 80% of the way there, they're different than they were. And okay. I trust the timing of the unfolding, like things will happen when they're supposed to happen.
Yeah. Let's do a really hypothetical. Would you travel back to give your younger self advice? Okay. Travel back in time to give your younger self advice or travel forward to gain advice from your older self?
Oh, I travel forward all the time.
Okay.
to my older self, like who's accomplished what it is that I want to accomplish. And I ask her for advice today.
Gotcha. You can answer this one however you want to. Be the voice. This is the last one. Be the voice that changes the narrative around midlife or the ear that listens to the unheard stories of midlife women.
Ooh, both for sure. But I'd have to say the first one.
Okay. This, by the way, has been a super fun time just talking to you and listening to you and seeing what you're doing. I love it. I want people to be able to stay in touch with you. And we've got several ways for them to do that. You've got your website, oldchicksnoshit.com. We've got your Instagram and at oldchicksnoshit. And you've got your Apple podcast.
Yes.
At Old Chicks No Shit too. Everyone, they know a lot of shit.
Yes, we do.
I love that. Thank you for being here. I really, really appreciate you.
Thank you for having me. This was a fun conversation.
Thanks. And everybody, check out the website. I'm leaving the podcast there so you can find it. And we'll see you next time.